This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that the Trump transition team is looking at possible replacements for Donald Trump's embattled choice for Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth. We are hearing the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being discussed as a possible replacement if Hegseth's nomination does not move forward. There have been a series of allegations that have surfaced against him. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a major transgender rights case. The AP's Donna Warder.
Puberty blockers and hormonal treatments for transgender minors have been banned in Tennessee and in 25 other Republican-led states. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the issue of gender-affirming care for minors, and the Biden administration, along with families of transgender adolescents, will appeal to the justices to strike down Tennessee's ban as unlawful sex discrimination and to protect the constitutional rights of vulnerable Americans. A lawyer for the state of Tennessee is expected to argue that life-altering gender transition procedures are risky and unproven, and that it's the state's role to protect children.
The District of Columbia is suing Amazon, saying it secretly stopped providing its fastest delivery service to residents who live in two predominantly black Washington neighborhoods, but is still charging residents for service that provides speedy deliveries. This has been President Biden's final day visiting Angola, where he said the U.S. is all in on Africa.
I'm in the final weeks of my presidency. You don't have to clap for that. You can if you want. But I wanted to come to Angola. Although I've been chairman of the African Affairs Subcommittee for a long time, I'd never made it to Angola. Because although I don't know exactly what the future will hold, I know the future runs through Angola, through Africa. I mean it sincerely. I'm not kidding.
This is AP News. To holiday shopping now.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. But that doesn't beat last year's record of 200.4 million. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says shoppers will spend record amounts.
As consumers are prioritizing gifts and holiday items to make it special for their loved ones. And just as a refresher, our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.